And it's time to talk about week three of the high school football season coming up tonight. And to get that done, we have the Wayne Svetnov joining us. Wayne, a lot of good matchups again in week three of the season.
Yeah, you know, we have some good matchups, and we can see some teams that maybe didn't do as well in week two start to, you know, get it together and, you know, eliminate the mistakes. And there are teams that really need to improve some. I mean, you can't turn the ball over eight times and expect to continue to win.
I know what football team you're talking about, and we'll get into that coming up in a few minutes. You talked about a team that didn't get it done during week two. Lowell would have to be in that category. They match up against Hammond Morton this weekend. Which team needs this win more than the other?
Well, there's no doubt that, you know, you've talked all along about Morton wanting to go to the next level. And when Prather, their quarterback, got hurt, we kind of questioned whether that could happen. Paris Hewlett stepped right in, didn't miss a beat, and he was one of our unknown players last night on PFR. So that was an excellent job by him. But, you know, Lowell has a reputation, and they don't usually get beat by a team. I don't care if it's Doolin or not, the way they got beat by Portage last week.
Yeah.
You know, Coach Kilmer on your interview didn't show that. He was very diplomatic and was saying, oh, you know, we're going to get better every week. That's not the way he felt riding the bus back home from Portage. I'm telling you right now.
I'm sure he was. A good point there. Moving on now, Merrillville at Crown Point as we get the conference schedules underway. A couple of good Doolin Conference teams going at it.
Yeah, and, you know, Joe made the point on PFR last night that Merrillville has beaten Crown Point three straight years during the regular season, but lost three straight times a sectional. And this one, this game tonight, is at Crown Point. You know, this is an intriguing one because, number one, Crown Point played very well last week after not playing well against Lowell the week before. They played very well, and Pettit's starting to, you know, get his rhythm. Little kid named Matthew Walters really had an excellent job. In fact, our correspondent last week, I thought that he and Walters were cousins or something because he was bumping him up. But, you know, Merrillville cannot turn the ball over like they did. They're very good and very talented when they take care of the ball. When they don't take care of the ball, they can be had.
Okay, conference question, I should say, for you. Merrillville turned the ball over a lot last week. Michigan City turned the ball over to the point that it cost them against Warsaw. Valparaiso is not a team that turns the ball over that much. Valpo has to be right now gets the edge as far as conference championship is concerned because they do take care of the football.
Well, not only that, look who they beat. I mean, You know, you're talking about Penn, and that wasn't a close game. That usually is a very close game. They scored 34 on Penn.
I think so.
And, you know, Griffith is down, so you don't want to belabor the point that, you know, Valpo really played well against them. But Valpo's defense held Griffith to minus 33 yards total. Wow.
Yeah.
So you're right. There's no doubt that Valparaiso, it looks like they're heads. We'll see. In week, you know, next week, in week four, Valpo Michigan City plays, that we'll see what will be, you know, who will come out on top.
And I'm not going to make any predictions on the conference because I did that last year and it didn't quite work out. Speaking of Michigan City, they've got a game against a very surprising Chesterton team. They're 2-0 so far this season.
Yeah, they've usually had their way with Chesterton, but Chesterton has played very well. They played very well in the second half against Munster. And then last week, they played very well also against Hobart. So they're coming in. I like the Chris Mullen kid at quarterback. He's only a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Michigan City has a lot to prove, and I'm sure we know Coach Mason. There was no light practice this week whatsoever for Coach Mason. But especially for the defense, you know, they turn the ball over, then the defense couldn't stop Warsaw. Warsaw kicks a field goal and at the very end of the game to defeat Michigan City, and that's a crusher.
Andrian has a tough road game against New Prairie. New Prairie unbeaten this season.
Boy, New Prairie is just rolling. Russ Ratke's team, you know, they just had their way with LaPorte, which is not easy in the first game of the season. Then they went to South Bend Clay and just demolished South Bend Clay. Andrian is going to, you know, I'm sure that it's going to be a closer game. They're at New Prairie, though, and boy, New Prairie is tough.
Yeah. The Indian matchup, Portage versus Lake Central.
You know, I just really like the way that Portage played last week. I think Warchus really inspired their team. They looked on tape, they looked so much quicker than Lowell. And I don't think that Lake Central has that type of quickness to stop them. Portage had their way with Lake Central lately, so I'm picking Portage.
Okay, and the last matchup between two teams that we're not used to them being 0-2, but it's Hobart at Griffith, and I get the feeling Hobart fans aren't going to be too crazy about being 0-3.
No, they're not. And, you know, Griffith is struggling not only because they're a young team, but their numbers are down. You know, kids aren't staying with the program. Hobart is a different situation. You know, you have a lot of, you know, you have to have a lot of intestinal fortitude. And I think their talent with Riley Johnston and Turley on defense, those two young men can play, and they've got kids around them that are good enough. And I'm picking Hobart here.
Okay, Wayne, I'll see you tonight.
All right, buddy.
All righty. We will be on with Lakeshore Game Night starting at 6 p.m. on 89.1 FM. I'm Tommy Williams. He's Wayne Svetnoff. And you are now up to date on high school football.